The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the sheet of ice on the Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Mr. Mimosa himself, Vince.
I love him. I'm hooked.
All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about the impeachment, Gina Carano, Andrew Cuomo, Mary Wilson, NXT Vengeance Day, and much more. Top 10 list this week, politically incorrect movies. And of course, we will answer your listener questions. Vince, it's been a week.
It has been a week.
A couple things happened this week.
A few things, yeah.
Yeah, you want to start with TV news?
No, not really.
All right, cool. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Hey, it's being real. All right, bye.
All right, we'll start with TV news. Gina Carano will not be returning to The Mandalorian. A statement by Lucasfilm and Disney says Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be in the future. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. On Wednesday, Carano was trending on social media after the Mandalorian star shared a post. This article is wrong about what the post said, though, by the way. Inferring that being a Republican today is like being Jewish during the Holocaust. That's not what her post meant. What her post was, is that look how easily the government can turn bad when you turn one group of its own citizens against each other. That's what it meant. As has happened in the past, social media users called for her to be fired and hit Disney Plus from the Disney Plus Star Wars show. Not the first time, obviously. She put out a bunch of tweets, we've told you about them, where she mocked mask wearing, talked about the voter fraud. But yeah, what struck most fans of hers, including myself, was Disney's complete hypocrisy about this. Mandalorian star Pedro Pascal tweeted out during the Trump administration a photo of kids in cages, and then underneath, kids in concentration camps. Nothing was done to him. A Disney producer tweeted out a picture of kids getting thrown in a wood chipper, along with him saying that kids in MAGA hats go head first. Again, nothing done to him. Joss Whedon, who we'll get to in a little bit about other things, was accused of harassment and abuse by females on sets, but Disney sure picked him right up, along with James Gunn, who was accused at a minimum poor taste in kid fucking jokes, and at maximum acting on those jokes. Yet both still work for Disney in very high profile positions.
Doesn't anybody know? I mean, seriously, at this point, these people are all kid fucking commies,
right?
I mean, really, it's honestly what they are. You can't get around it. They're fucking kid fucking commies. That's what they are. That's who they are. Yeah, That's it.
So you can argue against what she put on social media, but you can't argue the fact that she was singled out for her point of view because it was different from that of leftists. That's an absolute fact.
Right.
Well, a day after her firing was announced, Hasbro has announced that there will be no future toys made of her character from The Mandalorian. So if you see them out in the stores, grab them, kids. There's no more because, oh, Lord. But the woman who would not kneel was not finished. After everybody called her anti-Semitic and all this, she announced a new movie project she is making with conservative website The Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro, an Orthodox Jew.
Oy vey.
Imagine that, a Jew making movies. What? Huh? Carano said, The Daily Wire is helping make one of my dreams to develop and produce my own film come true. I cried out and my prayer was answered. I am sending out a direct message of hope to everyone living in fear of cancellation by the totalitarian mob. I have only just begun using my voice, which is now freer than ever before, and I hope it inspires others to do the same. They cannot cancel us if we do not And she's right. She's absolutely right. So Daily Wire is moving into making films. Like I said, imagine that, a Jew making movies.
Yeah, I don't, that's, you can't stop them.
Right.
She, I don't know, people wonder, oh my God, she said something. Fuck you.
Right.
Fuckers better start investing in lead.
And like I said, everybody, you can argue what she put out there was wrong, but if you're going to be equal, remember, everybody's supposed to be equal. So you can't say nothing about the Holocaust. Okay, then you got to fire Pedro there, the star of The Mandalorian. He put out a thing that had the Holocaust in it, too. Or the, you know, the guy that said throw Republican kids in wood chippers head first. That seems a little worse than the Holocaust. Nope, both still employed by Disney, getting big paychecks, and, you know. So the hypocrisy is what most people are going, okay, this is just fuckery. But speaking of Pedro Pascal, who still has a job on Mandalorian, by the way, I'm sure all animals are equal, just some more than others. He just got the lead as Joel for the HBO series of the video game The Last of Us. I wonder if he'll be fired for his previous tweets. No, you know he won't. So, yeah. Good for her. I'm glad for her.
Yeah, why would you want to take kid fucking money?
Right. I'm done with Disney Plus. Already canceled. Yeah, done.
It's a crock of shit.
Yeah. All right, let's move on here. The BBC, you know, trying to protect your feelings there over in the UK.
The big black cock?
Yeah. They have added trigger warnings to classic British comedy Blackadder and American sitcom The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, claiming that they contain, quote, discriminatory jokes which may cause offense.
What'd the Fresh Prince say? I mean, other than some anti-white bullshit.
Well, that's fine, you know, because the mayor of London said that's fine, I'm sure, but, you know. All right, let's move on here. The CW made a number of orders for 21-22 season, including we are getting at least a pilot for the live-action Powerpuff Girls. They also announced three pilot orders, one straight-to-series pickup. The Straight to Series is a reboot of the USA Network's The 4400. Two other pilots are the DC Comics Project Naomi. This will be done from Ava DuVernay, based on the Brian Michael Bendis character, and some untitled religious dramedy. All the projects are created by women, which is what CW is really pushing now. So I look forward to none of those. If you're a fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, some bad news for you. Upcoming eighth season will, in fact, be the last on NBC. Season eight will consist of only 10 episodes. So.
Yay.
An animated series based on the board game Clue is in development at Fox. So.
With Tim Curry?
I don't know, but he can do voiceover, I think. I'm just saying. This was a surprise. Dave Chappelle released a surprise clip from a stand-up performance on Thursday in which he revealed Chappelle's show is coming back. Netflix, I believe, on the 12th is when it put out. Towards the end of the roughly 10-minute video captioned Redemption Song, Chappelle wrapped up by making the announcement and thanking Netflix CEO for pulling Chappelle's show at his request in November. I asked you to stop watching the show, and thank God Almighty you all did. You made the show worthless because without your eyes, it's nothing. And when you stopped watching it, they called me. I got my name back, I got my license back, and I got my show back. And they paid me millions of dollars. Thank you very much. He added, and finally, after all these years, I can finally say to Comedy Central, it's been a pleasure doing business with you. So, Chappelle show's coming back to Netflix.
That's cool.
Yeah. He got fucked over to begin with, so.
He went woke real fast, though.
Well, remember when they said Dave went crazy and went to Africa is when he started kind of calling people out on their shit?
Yeah.
So they had to say, well, he's just crazy black guy over there. You know, and since he's come back, he's been kind of more let's say, middle of the road. He'll take a shot at the woke every now and then, but he don't go as hard as he could. But let's see. Paula Newsom, Matt Loria, and Mel Rodriguez have been cast as leads in CSI Vegas, which is nearing a formal straight-to-series order at CBS. William Peterson and Georgia Fox are finalizing their deals to star in CSI Vegas, which will serve as a sequel to the Mothership CSI series. They will be reprising their roles as Gil Grissom and Sarah Seidel, respectively. While billed as an event series, if the ratings pop, this could be an ongoing series for multiple seasons. It is going to be written by Jason Tracy, who, Vince, this is the guy that wrote a bunch of the Elementary episodes.
I don't know how I feel about CSI coming back.
It was never the same without Grissom and Sarah. So if they're back, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a couple episodes.
What's his name? Died in it, right? The black guy?
Morpheus?
No.
Oh, God, yeah. Damn it. Yeah, the one guy died.
Yeah. His character died, so he's not coming back.
Yeah.
Why did he leave that show? He was making millions of dollars.
He had a drug problem.
Oh, is that it?
Uh-huh, if I remember right. Mess. Pretty much. Vince, we're getting a Twisted Metal series. I believe it's animated, but I'm not sure. They've announced that Will Arnett will be the voice of Sweet Tooth. Because that fits. Huh? Yeah. The Wonder Girl TV series will not be moving forward at CW. Insiders say CW chose to focus on the black superheroine Naomi instead of going with the Wonder Girl. So, shocked, I tell you. Shocked. Vince, do you remember the original Real World?
With Puck?
No, before Puck. This is with Eric Neese. Old.
Hold on. Real
He's World Googling this.
One.
Real World 1, New York.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Yeah. No, I don't really, if I remember it, I don't really remember it because I missed the videos on the show.
Right. Well, that cast is coming back. Viacom CBS is nearing a deal to revisit the series on Paramount Plus, which is what used to be CBS All Access, with the original New York cast from the first season of the reality show. Titled The Real World Homecoming New York, the new series will launch March 4th, same date the Paramount Plus is being rebranded from CBS All Access. So, can't wait for Homecoming San Francisco. And Puck shows up and goes, hey, what happened to Pedro?
What happened to Pedro?
Yeah, what happened to Pedro? You don't remember him?
No.
He was the gay guy on the Puck thing that got the AIDS and died.
Dude, I didn't watch his shit.
And then his best bud, Judd Winnick, went on to draw Green Lantern at DC. Yeah, it's just weird times.
I don't remember that shit.
Yeah. I have a bunch of useless knowledge in here, but I can't do math. It's fantastic.
I remember Real World killing MTV.
Yes. Yes, they did.
It killed it. Completely killed it.
And yeah, because they're like, hey, reality shows. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I'm like,
oh. Yeah, no music videos. Like, MTV's music television. No more.
Well, how many people don't know the VH1 actually stood for Video Hits
Video
1?
Video Hits 1? Yeah.
CBS is going to be the latest network to attempt to bring True Lies to TV. Broadcast Network late Wednesday handed out a pilot order for a reboot of the 94 movie that starred Jamie Lee Curtis and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why?
Oh, because they are afraid to do new ideas. So, hey, let's turn this into a TV series. Kind of like how Amazon announced that Donald Glover and Phoebe Waller-Bridge are going to do a series based on the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith for Amazon. Just terrible. Just absolutely.
That movie was bad, too.
Yeah. All right, I told you we get to good old Joss Whedon, and now we have. Michelle Trachtenberg, who starred on Buffy as Buffy's little sister Dawn, responded to a post from her co-star Sarah Michelle Gellar to thank her for speaking up regarding Whedon's behavior on the set of the show. Whedon has recently faced many accusations of misconduct and abuse during film and TV productions, beginning with claims from Justice League star Ray Fisher, which led to an investigation from Warner Media. This was followed by Charisma Carpenter's public statement, which alleged that Whedon's inappropriate behavior had begun much earlier in his career, citing her experience working under him on Buffy and Angel. Carpenter has since been backed up by fellow Buffy alums Amber Benson and Sarah Michelle Gellar, the latter of which prompted Trachtenberg to make her own remarks. Carpenter's statement came in a lengthy description of the trauma she faced as a star of Whedon's shows, detailing her memories of several incidents that she had not shared before. She also revealed that she had participated in Warner Media's investigation into Whedon. Although comments from other stars that came forward since have been briefer, all have shown their support for Carpenter and have not put forth any contradicting accounts of their experiences. Benson's Twitter post said there was a lot of damage done during that time, and many of us are still processing it 20-plus years later. Gellar's Instagram post stated that she was proud of playing the title role of Buffy, but she no longer wanted to be associated with Whedon. Trachtenberg reblogged this and added a comment saying, "Thank you for saying this. I am brave enough now as a 35-year-old woman to repost this because this must be known. As a teenager, with his not appropriate behavior..." And then a second comment, she told Gellar, "You are my rock. What he did was very bad, but we win by surviving." She also added Gellar's post to an Instagram story and captioned it with text reading, "We know what he did behind the scenes." It has also come out that there was a rule on the set of Buffy that Joss Whedon was not to be alone with Michelle Trachtenberg at any time. But remember, Whedon's an ally. Strong feminist male.
A literal kid fucking commie.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Jesus Christ. Gina Carano, a strong independent woman by all accounts.
Who can think for herself.
Right.
Oh, you're fired. Is
getting canceled.
But right. Whedon, you know, still works with Disney and Fox and other things. Yeah. Writers who worked with Whedon have begun speaking out about their experiences with the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer in light of Carpenter's allegations. "Casually cruel is a perfect way of describing Joss," said Jose Molina, who is a writer, put a tweet on Friday evening, adding the "I stand with charisma" hashtag. He thought being mean was funny, making female writers cry during a notes session was especially hysterical. He liked to boast about the one time he made one writer cry twice in one meeting. Molina, who went on to work on shows like Agent Carter and Sleepy Hollow, is credited with two episodes of the cult favorite Whedon series, Firefly. So this guy's been a dick to women since the way back, since he started. But he fooled y'all into thinking he was a feminist male ally Democrat, and apparently couldn't be alone with a 15-year-old.
I'm glad I didn't watch that shit.
Yeah. But Gina Carano gets canceled. Tell me the equality there, kids. Nah, it's all right. Can't do it.
We're going to start playing Cowboys and Democrats here pretty soon.
Yep.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
All right, let's go to movie news. Vince, we have more castings for Borderlands. Joining Cate Blanchett and Kevin Hart will be Jamie Lee Curtis.
Why?
Curtis will play Tanis, archaeologist on Pandora who might have the key to finding the vault, but whose complicated history with Lilith, played by Cate Blanchett, isn't going to help. Also, Jack Black has been cast as the voice of Claptrap. Try saying that one early in the morning. Holy mother.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Why did they just get the original Claptrap voice actor? That would have been hilarious.
Because they're not a marquee name.
Not going to watch that movie.
Yep. We have more casting for the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Jeremy Irons.
No. Joining Chris Pine will be Justice Smith and Michelle Rodriguez. I like Michelle Rodriguez. I'm interested. I imagine she's probably going to play a fighter. Just saying.
Or a thief.
You know, she could pull that off. Fast Furious movies. So, cautiously optimistic I am about Dungeons and Dragons. I think just because I want it to be good so bad. But I'll be let down. Watchmen director Nicole Castle, this is Watchmen TV series, not movie, has been set to direct a New Line's feature adaptation of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
No.
The Wokerful Wizard of Oz. Just remake The Wiz.
Yeah, just remake The Wiz.
Just remake The Wiz. Do it with agents.
It's going to be worse than The Wiz. Can you imagine that shit? It's going to be worse than The Wiz. That's unbelievable. I never thought I'd ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
J.K. Simmons has been cast to play William Frawley in Amazon's Lucy and Desi movie called Being the Ricardos. Apparently, final negotiations to play Lucy and Desi are going on right now, and it looks like they're going to cast Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem. Aaron Sorkin is writing and directing the movie, which means it will be left-wing trash. So, yeah. Disney, now that they purchased Fox, they have closed Blue Sky Studios. This was the once dominant animation house behind the Ice Age franchise. So, you're all out of a job. Thank the mouse.
You don't want to work for a bunch of kid fucking commies anyway.
There you go. Look on the bright side. Paramount has chosen Your Next and Godzilla vs. Kong director Adam Wingard to helm its reimagining of the 1997 epic that starred John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, Face Off.
Did you say epic?
Yes, I did.
I don't know if you know what that word means.
Probably not.
Okay.
Apparently, it was originally reported that this was going to be a reboot, but he came out and said that he is approaching this film as a direct sequel to the original film as opposed to a remake. So, Face Off 2, Commander Pikachu. There you go.
That sounds like balls, man. I thought you said there's going to be happy shit in this.
Oh, not at all. Oh, not at all. You want happy news? All. This is not the right podcast for you.
Oh, wow.
Pre-production is ramping up on Captain Marvel 2. It looks like Brie Larson will face off against...
Face off.
Against Face Off, exactly. Velvet Buzzsaw's Zawe Ashton.
What did you say to me?
Apparently, Zawe Ashton, the black actress, has been set as the villain for the next Captain Marvel movie. It will be directed by Nia DaCosta, who directed the reboot of Candyman. Thank God that's 2.5 hours. I ain't gonna watch. Lastly, for movie news. Okay, Vince, you might giggle at this one. Actress, author, and according to this article, humanitarian, and I might add, completely squirrel turd, nutty shit lib, Ashley Judd is recuperating at a South Africa trauma unit after almost losing her leg in a catastrophic fall in a Congo rainforest.
Oh.
This damn thing could have been on True False, to tell you the truth. In an Instagram live chat with a New York Times writer, Judd, speaking from her ICU bed, said she was walking in a Congo rainforest when she tripped over a fallen tree, shattering her leg. Judd, who's a frequent visitor to Congo, make your Mandingo jokes now, was doing work to track the bonobos, an endangered great ape species, describing an incredibly harrowing 55 hours in which she was transported, partly being hand-carried out, partly a six-hour motorbike trip from the remote rainforest locations to a medical center in South Africa. Judd showed the writer a stick that she said she was biting to distract the pain while she was howling like a wild animal. Jokes. Just jokes. You could put in any type of joke you want there, so... There's ape jokes, there's stick jokes, there's Congo rainforest jokes, there's crazy lib jokes. Yeah, that's good right there. All right, let's go to comic book news. DC Comics has revealed a new digital first series by Chip Zdarsky and Miguel Mendoza. words. Justice League Last Ride, a new 10-issue series, will be available on digital platforms starting April 14th, with the print issue launching May 11th. Each digital chapter is $1, and each 32-page monthly will sell for $3.99. Once the Justice League was the most powerful collection of superheroes in the universe, but an unthinkable tragedy within its ranks caused Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman to go their separate ways, leaving the League broken and disbanded under a veil of anger and mistrust. Now, against the backdrop of the universe's greatest murder trial, can the League reconcile the past before they're eradicated by the greatest villains in the cosmos?
Oh my.
Oh my. Apparently we're getting a new X-Men book. This is written by Tenney Howard, who's been doing Excalibur. This is called X-Corporation. The team will be headed by Monet St. Croix and Warren Worthington, aka Angel. It's kind of a business book, but this just sounds like terribleness.
I thought he was Archangel.
He was. Now he's back to Angel. Mm-hmm. Now anytime a mutant dies, they just... Mutants are now pod people. They just... Cerebro has all their consciousness, so they just put them in a new body. It's retarded.
Sounds awful.
They've really just screwed the X-Men up, so... I believe this is last story for comic book news this week. The Marvel Universe is in for a whole galaxy of trouble, and help will come with some surprising new space heroes. Ushering in a brand new age of cosmic storytelling, Al Ewing will introduce a brand new lineup of Guardians of the Galaxy in April's double-sized 175th issue, Guardians of the Galaxy 13. The team will consist of core members like Star-Lord, Rocket, Gamora, and some you would not be expecting. The entire lineup: Star-Lord, Groot, Nova, Wiccan, Gamora, Avril Kincaid version of Quasar, Rocket Raccoon, the Super Skrull, Moondragon, Marvel Boy, Mantis, Drax, Phi Lavelle, Hercules, the Wendell Vaughn OG Quasar, and Dr. Doom.
Why is Doom part of it?
I don't know. I mean, granted, that's a pretty damn OP team. You have both Quasars, Super Skrull, Wiccan, Hulking. Yeah, it's a pretty damn... And Hercules, it's a pretty OP team. They're saying this is the most LGBT roster on any team ever. Because apparently there's like three gay couples on this team, and that immediately took me out, even if it's Doom, because I don't care. You can't make me care about that. So, all right.
Way to shoehorn it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. Your recommendations for books that came out this week: Transformers Escape Issue 2, Ninja Turtles Episode 114, X-Force Issue 17, G.I. Joe 278, Critical Role Vox Machina Origins 3, Issue 1 of 6, Future State Teen Titans 2 of 2, Future State Robin Eternal 2 of 2, Future State Superman Wonder Woman 2 of 2, Green Lantern Future State 2 of 2, Justice League 2 of 2, Future State, and Dark Detective 3 of 4, Future State. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to wrestling news. Ring of Honor announced that they have re-signed two-time world champion Roosh, ROH World TV Champion, his brother Dragon Lee, and their father Bestia del Ring. Roosh, Lee, and Bestia are members of La Faction Ingobernable.
Good job.
Thank you.
The fuck's that mean?
The Faction Ungovernable.
Whoa.
I understand Mexican. Roosh and Dragon Lee.
Spanish.
I know what I said. Roosh and Dragon Lee negotiated their new ROH contracts with the help of Masked Republic to include provisions that will still allow them to do outside merchandise deals. This is very similar to Pentagon and Phoenix's merchandise deals with AEW. So, good for them. Congratulations go out to WWE's Keith Lee and Mia Yim on getting engaged. And then WWE went and informed employees and staffers in different departments that promotions and raises will not be going forward. This has been confirmed by multiple sources. Belief among those that have spoken is the company made those decisions over the last several weeks out of financial prudence stemming from the most recent earnings release. Based on what has been told, employees would still be eligible for bonuses based on their performance for the company. The edict would prevent them from being given promotions or being given official raises. There's no word on how long this will last, but given that so many employees are doing the work of several people due to pandemic-related furloughs and firings, you can pretty much see that everybody backstage is pissed off, and in the office is pissed off, and everybody's mad.
Yeah, just get rid of all your office people. That'd be real smart.
Yeah. So, all right. Tonight is WWE NXT has a pay-per-view called Vengeance Day. So let's have Vince do predictions of people he knows absolutely nothing about.
Watch this shit. You ready?
Yep. First match.
MSK versus Grizzled Young Veterans. Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Finals. Nash Carter, Wesley versus Zach Gibson and James Drake.
Very good. Two of the former Rascals from Impact Wrestling against the Grizzled Young Vets from NXT UK. Who you picking, Vince?
I'm going to go with the best hair.
Grizzled Young Vets.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a good pick. I agree. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. Next match.
Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart versus Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai.
This Women's is the
Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Finals.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got Ember Moon.
Right, you know her.
Shotzi Blackheart.
Okay.
Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai.
Yes.
Oh, my. I'm going to go with the hotter of the two and Raquel Gonzalez, Dakota Kai.
Yeah, I think they're going to win, too. So.
You like that?
Yep, I think they're building Gonzalez up from what little I've seen. So.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I am. Next match.
NXT North American Champion Johnny Gargano versus Kushida. That one was easy. I know who that is.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Asian.
I am also picking Kushida. Very good.
All right. Next match.
I'm scared. You're doing quite well on these. Okay. Now let's see if you can do this name.
NXT Women's Champion Io Shirai versus Toni Storm versus Mercedes Martinez.
I would clap, but I'm lazy. Very nicely done.
I'm going with Toni Storm because she's the hottest one there. You know I'm right.
I agree with you on that point. Yeah, I think I'll go with Toni as well. That works.
Okay.
All right.
Final match.
All right, final match.
NXT Champion Finn Balor versus Pete Dunne.
Close enough. I'll take it.
Dune.
No, you got Dunne right. It's Balor, but go ahead.
I said Balor. Balor? What did I say? Balor?
Yeah.
Fucking whatever.
He does.
I'm going with Pete. His hair looks okay. He doesn't have any teeth, though.
He has a mouth guard.
Oh.
I'll go Finn just to break up our tie. So.
Now, would you like to know how I did it?
Yes.
Their pictures and names are on the side of the thing. I don't know who any of these fuckers are.
Yes, but your saying of some of the names was very well done.
I remember.
And I am worried. That's
it's
a
learning.
Little creepy. My God, it's learning. All right, Skynet, what you got there for video games?
Really, the big thing this week was CD Projekt Red source code reportedly sells for millions in the dark web auction. Earlier this week, CD Projekt Red announced that it had been hit with a ransomware attack that allegedly exposed the source code for games including Cyberpunk 2077, Gwent, and The Witcher 3. Now, security experts are reporting that the source code has been auctioned off on a dark web forum, seemingly for millions of dollars. So yeah, it's they released Gwent, the full source code for Gwent, a couple days ago.
Really?
I'm sure if you're like-minded, you could probably find it online somewhere. So
yeah,
so that's nice.
That's crazy. Yeah,
millions of dollars, man. Buy source code.
Wow.
Hell, maybe they'll make Cyberpunk better.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that people got the code, they can fix it.
Right. Wouldn't that be funny? They release this patch, it just makes everything better.
Yeah. What was that? Hot coffee for San Andreas?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
God, that'd be great. The Sonic CD intro, Sonic Boom, is now available in glorious HD. Users Tanks and Quaza over on Sonic Retro Forums have painstakingly cleaned and upscaled the Sonic CD intro, and their work is finally finished. Utilizing AI technology, Tanks goes into full detail on working on the uprising process, utilizing the program Ezergan to build a specially tailored AI model for this project. He says, "We stuck to our proprietary models for most of the frame cleaning and scaling, using the film cells Sega released not too long ago as a guidepost." So, yeah, it's kind of funny. They're redoing all this old stuff. It looks like they're redoing the old Zelda stuff, too.
Really?
From the CD, yeah.
That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's funny. All right, that's all I got. Good job, CD Projekt Red.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I saw was that Crash Bandicoot 4 will be released on Nintendo Switch, PS5, and Xbox Series X on March 12th. PC version of the game will be released later in the year. So, there you go.
But why?
People like the Bandicoot games.
I want Jack and Daxter back.
That was a good game, too. All right, let's go to music news, and hey, we're back to Marilyn Manson. Game of Thrones actress Esme Bianco has come forward with allegations of physical and psychological abuse at the hands of Manson, whom she dated in 2011. She joins Evan Rachel Wood and five other women in alleging abuse by Marilyn Manson. She detailed to The Cut about what Manson did to her during the months she lived with him. She claimed Manson inflicted cuts and bruises that left permanent scars on her body, including cutting her torso with a knife. I just remember laying there, and I didn't fight it. It was kind of this final straw moment where I had lost all sense of hope and safety. She said her breaking point came when Manson chased her with an axe.
They were fucking some weird emo goth guy.
Yep.
I don't have sympathy. Is that where the
word I
like, you look at that fucker and you're like, wow, he's getting laid.
Yeah.
How?
Right. I don't know. So
must be nice.
Sad news.
20 years later, right?
Yeah. Sad news this week. Vocalist Mary Wilson, who co-founded the Supremes as a 15-year-old in a Detroit housing project and stayed with Motown until it dissolved in 77, passed away Monday night at her home in Las Vegas. She was 76. She died suddenly. The circumstances of her death were not immediately revealed. Funeral services will be private because of the boomer remover. But there will be a public memorial later this year. So,
damn.
Yeah, that one sucked. Britney Spears, her battle to remove her father's conservatorship over her state continued Thursday as a judge denied her father's objections on how her conservatorship will be delegated. Britney filed a petition with the court last year to remove her dad and place a financial institution as the sole conservator over her estate. Her attorney argued last year that the singer was afraid of Jamie Spears and would rather a professional financial institution take over her estate. The judge did agree. So, Bruce Springsteen was arrested in November on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol at a national park in New Jersey. He failed two sobriety tests and admitted drinking to two shots of tequila before driving. Those details were outlined in a probable cause statement filed in the federal court, showed new light on his November 14th arrest at Gateway National Recreation Area, also known as Sandy Hook. His Jeep commercial that debuted during the Super Bowl has been suspended by the company. Yeah.
God, that's funny.
All right, last thing for movie news this week. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced 16 nominees for 2021 class.
No, no! Did you say movie news or music news?
Music. Music.
Jesus Christ. Man, it's been a long... Look.
We've only been going at this like 40 minutes.
We're going to get a foot of snow dumped on us tonight, and I am kind of sweating this shit.
Yeah, I understand.
My mind is somewhere else right now.
Yeah. Vince, first time on the ballot, the Go-Go's, Iron Maiden, which, why they're not it, I don't know. Foo Fighters.
No.
Dionne Warwick. Fela Kuti. Don't know who that is. And first time nominee, Jay-Z.
No!
Returning to contention after having been previously nominated, Mary J. Blige, Kate Bush, Devo, Chaka Khan, Carole King, LL Cool J, Rage Against the Machine, and why these two aren't already in the Hall of Fame, I have no idea. Todd Rundgren and Tina Turner.
Jesus Christ, just give it to Todd and Tina.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's theirs. Just give it to them. Why would you give it to anybody else? And maybe Iron Maiden.
They usually pick five, right?
I don't know.
Four or five. So Todd and Tina instantly should be in.
Right.
Maiden should be in.
Yeah.
Devo should be in.
Yeah. And Kate Bush.
And either Kate Bush or Chaka Khan. Yeah. There you go, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We just fixed it for you.
Yeah. Fucking Kate Bush or Chaka Khan. Let me love you, Chaka Khan. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it.
I don't know. I think this is Tina solo because I think she's in with Ike.
Okay, fucking give it to her then.
I am agreeing with this. She should have already been in years ago. But
you fucking give it to her. Yes, here's your award and apologize. We're sorry here.
Yeah. Now she'll just wear the outfit from Mad Max.
Oh my God.
And sing Private Dancer.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Still. How old is she now?
I don't know.
God, I'd love to take a crack at that fucking ass. Mm.
All right, quickly moving on to True False this week before we get details of that Vince thing. Congratulations to Tony.
What?
Everyone guessed right this week, but Tony was picked at random for picking last week's fake story. Tony, you win nothing. A no prize. The actual story was the actual fake story was the Twitter plaques for houses. So, all right, this week, tell me after I'll put the thread in our Facebook group, which is the fake story? Story number one. Gun control advocate David Hogg is starting his own pillow company to compete against Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
What are they going
to
call them? Pillow biters?
Sometimes it writes itself, sir. Sometimes it writes itself.
So they're going to be anime pillows or what's...
The waifu ones? I don't know. So there's that. Is that true or false? Story number two. An Iowa man was shot and killed by his neighbor after they got into an argument over how much the man was to pay the other's son, who had just got done shoveling the other's long driveway. Story number three.
I could see that one happening.
The descendants of Geronimo filed a lawsuit against Skull and Bones Secret Society at Yale, charging that its members robbed his grave in 1918 and have kept his skull in a glass case there ever since. So which is the fake story?
Oh, Jesus.
Geronimo's family suing Skull and Bones. Iowa man shot over a snow shovel argument about his kid. Or David Hogg pillow biter. I will put the thread up as soon as we get the show posted later this afternoon or evening, depending on. And good luck to everybody. You will win nothing, but you will like it. Great Reset style.
Right.
All right. Vince, I think it's time for Song of the Week. And,
I think it is, too.
Plug our friends. And when we come back, it'll be time for our top 10 list of politically incorrect movies.
Okay. Wait a minute. Give me a break a second. Two, three, four. One, two, three, one, a two, a one, two, three.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week, politically incorrect movies. All right, Vince, you ready for your number 10?
I am. Oh, go now.
Yes, go now.
Airplane.
Also my number 10.
That's awesome.
Excuse me, stewardess, I speak jive.
Just hang loose, bud.
All right, number 9.
Fritz the Cat.
Almost made my list. Almost.
That's a fucked up movie.
Yeah. My number 9, I got Porky's.
Higher on the list.
Mm-hmm. All right, number 8.
Heavy Metal.
I didn't even think of Heavy Metal. That's a good one. My number 8, Zippity-Doo-Dah. I got A Song of the South.
Higher on the list.
There's a lot of movies that you probably couldn't make now that had a certain word in the title. Just saying.
That didn't even make my list. I wanted it to, though.
But what did your for number 7?
Soul Man.
Higher on the list. But I have a newer version of that, Tropic Thunder, at 7. Because I'm just a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Yeah, but they pulled it off with Tropic Thunder, though.
Yes, they did.
And that was funny,
I don't
though.
Think you could do it now. I think the only person that could have done it even then was Robert Downey Jr.
But they bitched and moaned about it. Then White Girls. How many White Girls movies did they do?
Yeah, exactly. And like, really? You know, you still get the white face, but you can't go the other way.
Right.
So. All right, number 6.
Birth of a Nation. Speaking of blackface.
On the list. my number six, this is an Italian movie that I know you couldn't make today because it is horribly politically incorrect. Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Just
yeah, try that one.
Yeah. All right. Number five.
Porky's.
My number five is where I have the fake documentary CSA, Confederate States of America. It is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And I actually first saw it. I got it. I rented it from the library. That ought to tell you something about where I used to live, but I'm just saying.
Is that the same place I used to live?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay. Shit. I'm gonna have to go find it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's basically the telling of the Confederacy if they won, but it also has like commercials cut in for products that would be going on or shows that would be going on that if the South won. It's hilarious. Just think of it as alternative history. Number four.
Blazing Saddles.
Higher on the list. Where's all the white women's at? Here comes Mongo. Yeah. Four is where I have Soul Man. Good old C. Thomas Howell.
Whatever happened to him?
Last I knew, he was last big thing I knew he did, he was a Criminal Minds, where he was the Ripper and killed Hotch's wife and all that. Yeah.
I mean, he
pops up every now and then.
He did some big shit.
Yeah. He was a big star.
Yeah. He was in The Outsiders, wasn't he?
Yep. Either Outsiders or Stand By Me.
No, it was The Outsiders.
Was Stand it Outsiders? Me. Yeah. All right. Number three.
A Boy and His Dog. Wink.
Yeah. I know.
We're going to do that movie one day.
Bitch, it ain't one day yet. It will be, depending on how bad this weather gets.
Shit.
My number three, a movie that both Vince and I love that everybody should check out called PCU.
Ah, didn't make the list.
Get to see old David Spade, John Favreau, George Clinton.
Looking at everybody.
And just goes from there. It's hilariously un-PC and perfect. So, all right, number two.
Song of the South.
This is where I got The Birth of a Nation.
Nice.
Surprisingly, the first movie ever shown at the White House. Or not surprisingly. Yeah. All right. Number one.
Kentucky Fried Movie.
I almost had that one. That almost made my list.
Can't make that one.
No.
Good luck finding it, too.
I've seen it on Blu-ray.
Really?
Yes.
Fuck, now I'm going to find it.
I'm going to have to find the link for you, but yeah. My number one, Here Comes Mongo, Blazing Saddles. You couldn't do it today. Just, it's, yeah. Vince, what was your
honorable mention? Not going to say it out loud.
You're not going to say?
Not going to say it out loud.
From outer space.
I'm trying to take the high road, man. I'm trying to be better.
If you're wondering what movie we're talking about, it's about homosexual black astronauts. I think is the way I'm going to have to word that.
Yeah, you're going to have to word it like that.
All right. Listener picks this week. Baza came in with Glory, which I agree with that. Handsome Dan says the politically incorrect movies are the ones they're making now.
Yeah, right.
Elizabeth said Wag the Dog and Dick. Ronnie said Blazing Saddles. Some kid named Juan came in with Spaceballs, Men in Tights, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Blazing Saddles, Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, and more to come if I remember. He did not remember. Handsome Dan came back with Aquaman, Thor Ragnarok, Suicide Squad, The Last Jedi, Captain Marvel, and the apparently in 2016 they made a Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, they did?
I was unaware of this. Wink. Chris finishes us off here with Blazing Saddles, Passion of the Christ, Young Frankenstein, Spaceballs, History of the World Part 1, Reno 911 Miami, South Park Bigger Longer Uncut, Hating Breitbart, Dreams from My Real Father, A Story of Reds and Deception, mm-hmm. and Enter the Pizza Gate. Yep.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody, for your picks. Those are all good movies there. To... All right, let's get to listener questions. Chris starts us off. So a black woman apparently thought Gorilla Glue was a hair product for black people, claims she's contemplating legal action against the manufacturer. One, is it humanly possible to report on this story without sounding racist? No. Two, why couldn't she have used crazy glue or super glue? Why did it have to be Gorilla Glue?
Yeah, and you know what? My thing is, I'm going to be serious about this, all right? Because you could go anywhere with this, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Buy as much of that shit as you can right now, because I guarantee they're going to change the goddamn formula so it's not as, it doesn't work quite
work
as well.
Work as well, yeah. I can see that.
I can totally see that.
Three, if she has kids, do you think she'll choke one to death on bananas or fried chicken for an even bigger grift when this one plays out? Yikes. And four, fucking Gorilla Glue. Seriously? I did see she's now trying to sell merch, and she did have like a four-hour surgery to fix her head. Can't fix the dumb inside.
Well, and the thing, and I saw, and this is insane. The thing that I saw that what they're trying to do is, well, it says don't get on skin. Don't put it on skin.
And they're saying, and she's thinking, hey, well, it's my head, not my skin.
Right. It's.
I swear to God, public school system. There needs to be a teacher in public school for common sense and life skills.
Fucking good luck with that.
I know. How to balance a checkbook. How to not put fucking Gorilla Glue in your hair, Shaniqua. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yep. All right, moving on before we go horribly. I miss you, Harambe.
Right.
Just think, the killing of a fucking gorilla in 2016 is what started the world we're at now.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Food for thought. All right, next question comes in from Roboto. So what do you consider to be the must-have streaming services besides Mando or Disney Plus? Well, I got rid of Disney Plus, so.
There's other ways of getting your stuff.
Yes, there is. Basically, the only streaming thing I have a Roku, and I just watch things on Pluto. Pluto's free, and there's like 100 channels, and some of it's the old stuff. Some of, you know, it's, that's what I watch usually. Like right now, I'm looking at the TV. Buzzers on the old retro game shows like Match Game and all that.
Sure.
That's what I usually watch, if not antenna, over the air antenna TV. So, yep. And if you want your Netflixy, Hulu-y, Disney, Amazon shows, there are ways to find them online.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. All right. Chris with another question here. Do you think they'll ever do a Dark Side of the Ring telling the story of Sasha Banks' childhood on Remulac?
I gotta be like that.
Explain the joke for the kids, Vince.
That I like. I think she's nice looking. I think she's nice to look at. And Chris has got to give me shit.
The Remulac part.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Why are you asking me these questions? Remulac. Mork? Was that Mork and Mindy?
They were the
the Coneheads.
There you go.
Jesus Christ, man. Did I tell you that I had fucking things on my mind?
Must consume mass quantities.
We're gonna have a foot of fucking snow here tonight.
Yeah. All right. Chris's next question, a little more serious. During a conference call with the Biden cabinet, Florida legend Ron DeSantis, aka the governor, reportedly refused to address the world's, this is Chris's wording, the world's most powerful pedophile is Mr. President or President Biden. When Grandpa Sniffy demanded that he do so, he said, I won't, and you can go fuck yourself.
Did he actually say go fuck yourself? Because I'd love to find that audio.
I would love to as well. So Chris's question is, when does Inconclusive Breakdown and Sunder the Sky officially join forces to found an enclave in Florida where our listeners can move and live together in armed to the teeth defiance of the new Americami regime? Have you heard of Florida Man?
I know where you live, Chris. You might want to come west a little bit.
We have people in Florida. Hurricanes are a motherfucker.
I believe the balkanization will...
Yes. Take care of all that.
Yeah, I believe you need to just come west just a little bit more.
Yeah. I think we're in the right region.
Yeah, we are in the right region. You, however...
Little west. Come a little...
Sorry. I said that out loud.
I know. His next question here, it was just so fast, Gina Carano landed that movie deal with the Daily Wire in less than 24 hours of being fired by Disney. She must have seen this coming and had that deal already worked out, right? I feel like we've all seen this coming since last year. So my question is, what color lingerie do you think she was wearing while staring at my picture, biting her lip, rubbing baby oil onto her thighs, and coming up with this plan? One, I don't think Shapiro wears lingerie. It's a question. He wears a tiny hat. I mean, if you want to picture Ben Shapiro in lingerie biting his lip, I mean, rubbing baby oil onto the Shoah, I mean, it's your prerogative.
Oh my!
Shut it down.
They know.
Oh, I love giving you shit sometimes, Chris. All right, Handsome Dan would like to know: do you guys have any collections of odd American money, $2 bills, etc.? And if so, why? And what do you plan on eventually doing with them? I used to have a few $2 bills, and I had a $2 silver certificate at one time when I was younger.
No, I got a couple silver certificates.
Other than that, I don't. I wish I did.
You know what? It comes down.
They're saying odd money. Let's.
Our parents and our parents' parents passing that shit on.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's really what it comes down to. My grandfather collected coins, so I got a bunch of his when he passed away. So
yeah, stuff like that.
Now that silver is gonna go through the roof, hopefully.
Yeah,
I've got hard silver, so
yeah, I ain't doing anything with anything like that. So it's more of a keepsake item, let's say. Chris's next question here: if they were to remake Demolition Man, would it have to be classified as a documentary? probably. Three seashells. Would they desecrate Simon Phoenix by casting Mahershala Ali like now they're gearing to fist rape Blade's legacy? No, it would be Don Cheadle.
No, a trans black woman.
There you go. That one from Orange is the New Black. There you go. Would it be a soft reboot wherein an aging John Spartan trains Michael B. Jordan to be a new Man Out of Time super cop? Yes, because Michael B. Jordan's dad died fighting a Russian vigilante. That's right. And would Dennis Leary's part be played by Bill Burr? I like that casting, actually.
I like the Bill Burr. That's.
And then
I'm all right with that.
And then he says, I want some Taco Bell. So.
Why can't they have RuPaul be Simon Phoenix?
Be quiet, they can.
That would be amazing.
Actually, it probably wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. We bitch and moan, but I mean...
Yeah. All right. His next question here, who do you think Disney will replace Gina Carano with? Lena Dunham, Amy Schumer, Katie Couric, Chelsea Hubbell? He says, no, deep down, you fucking know it's going to be Brie Larson. They're not going to replace her. I believe they'll just never mention the character again. That's just what they're going
to
do.
There was an online petition to get Lucy Lawless cast as Cara Dune.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they'll just ignore the character. Won't be in flashbacks, won't be in nothing. She's moused out, canceled. So
good.
All right, last question from Twitter here. How do you think Dems will react to President Trump being the most acquitted president in history? To catch everybody up to don't know, seven Republicans voted to convict Romney, if you can actually call him a Democrat or Republican. He's actually a Democrat. Collins, Murkowski, Cassidy, Burr, Sass, and Toomey. Acquitted does not mean not guilty. It means there was not enough evidence to convict, but we all knew the outcome before this charade even started. The one of them that voted to convict, I forget which one. I want to say Burr or Cassidy, but one of them was censored by his state's GOP party. Not for his vote, or actually it was for his vote, because in the prior vote, he voted that it was unconstitutional to hold the trial. So they're like, you went and did something unconstitutional. So they censured him, but it doesn't really mean anything.
Like the impeachment, doesn't really mean anything.
Right. On Saturday morning, a vote was passed that witnesses were going to be deposed and called. Then a few hours later, it was announced that both sides had no, never mind of that. Kind of makes you wonder why. The Dems wanted it, and then the Dems went, no, we don't.
Yeah, because all the fucking evidence was damning against them.
Yeah, they had closing arguments, then the vote to acquit. Trump's defense team was able to bust Democrats on a couple things. I think it was major. They falsified and selectively edited certain videos and tweets. And if that would have been in an actual criminal court, all charges would have been dismissed, and prosecuting team would have been brought up on charges for falsifying evidence.
Well, good. Now, can he sue?
I don't know how that works. But I mean, now,
this is defamation right now, right? Is that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know that one. We need our lawyer on that. Tony, I have no idea. Pelosi, Owen too, there, Skeletor. Just, you know, they all came out. Schumer came out. McConnell came out. Well, he's still guilty, and it was morally responsible. And the one was the lead prosecutor. I forget what they call it. He came out and said, we all know Trump's guilty, and we voted overwhelmingly that he was guilty. And I'm like, you're just pissing off the people even more, which is probably your plan from the start, because he's not guilty. He was acquitted.
He's not guilty at all. He didn't do anything. He did nothing. Everybody's like, he incited violence. He said, no, he didn't. He told everybody to go home like a bunch of bitches. Everybody go home.
And I did notice that during the trial, they're like, well, the president should have sent out a tweet while this was going on to get everybody to stop. And I'm like, he was still giving a speech while this was started and was going on. Did you want him to stop his speech and hold on, let me get my phone and put out a tweet? It made no sense. And all of this was all organized on Facebook, but Parler got shut down. Huh? But yeah, so welcome to the wacky ass game show.
It's communism, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what
it is.
It's
a color revolution. It's happening now.
Yep.
And you wonder why everyone's upset.
Yeah.
Why is everyone so mad?
Well, probably for what we're getting to here. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions this week. Let's go to our Boomer Remover update. This is where we should have a sound effect of a cough.
Yeah. We need a soundboard.
We really do. It would just be us pushing buttons for 2 hours, but yeah.
Funny buttons.
Yeah. Like the one Tony had of your
drop.
For the second
time. Turn over a new leaf.
Yeah. It's brown on the other side, too. For the second time in under a month, New York Times has published an article about people who developed a rare autoimmune disease after getting the COVID vaccine. Monday's article featured two women, both of whom were described as healthy before receiving the Moderna vaccine. The women, ages 72 and 48, are now being treated for immune thrombocytopenia, a condition that develops when the immune system attacks platelets, or the cells that create platelets. Basically, it's blood cancer. Dr. Gregory Michael, a Florida doctor who died 15 days after getting the Pfizer vaccine, apparently had this as well. He was 56, described as perfectly healthy by his wife. He developed ITP 3 days after being vaccinated and died of a brain hemorrhage on January 3rd. The Defender reported on January 13th, Dr. Jerry Spivak, an expert on blood disorders at Johns Hopkins, said it was a medical certainty that the Pfizer vaccine led to the doctor's death.
I'm not taking that goddamn vaccine.
Nope. Nope. Dear leader Joe Bribum has said that all of you will be wearing your masks through now, at least through the end of the year. My question to you is, how's that 2 weeks just to flatten the curve working out for you?
It's coming up on a year to 2 weeks.
Yeah. And now you got to wear your mask to the end of the year at least.
I heard that they want you to wear pantyhose too. Over your face.
Probably.
It's like an extra barrier or something. They said, that's a great idea.
Closer to burka every day.
Shut the fuck up. I tell you what.
A recent study in the journal Cancer Discovery found that inhalation of harmful microbes can contribute to advanced stage lung cancer in adults. Long-term use of face masks may help breed the dangerous pathogens. Microbiologists agree that frequent mask wearing creates a moist environment in which microbes are allowed to grow and proliferate before entering the lungs. So now you breathe in this shit, it could give you lung cancer, on top of the possible blood cancer if you get the vaccine. Dentists have been warning about a phenomenon known as mask mouth, in which patients are arriving back to dental offices with an increase in gingivitis and tooth decay as high as 50% in just a period of a few months since the mask mandates began. And finally, the CDC made up their mind this week. You should wear two masks. Although the state with no mask mandate had a lower infection peak than a state with mask mandates. But
we're on the downswing now, too.
The CDC is also now recommending that Americans wear your masks indoors anytime they're around someone that they don't live with.
I'm not wearing shit.
Wear your muzzle indoors, doggy. That's a good boy. And then we finish our COVID update with this. Fucking Cuomo.
That's Tony's favorite.
Yeah, and a stunning admission. Emmy Award-winning Governor Andrew Cuomo, his aide, blew the whistle on New York State's withholding of the true nursing home COVID death count to mislead federal prosecutors. A New York Post reported an exclusive Thursday night. Basically, we froze, Secretary to the Governor Melissa DeRosa told lawmakers in a private admission, per the report, because then we were in a position where we weren't sure if what we were going to give to the Department of Justice or what we give to you guys, the media, what we start saying was going to be used against us, while we weren't sure if there was going to be an investigation. That played a very large role into this, she told lawmakers in a two-hour video conference call. The Cuomo administration rebuffed a legislative request for the nursing home death toll because right around this time, Trump was turning this into a political football. He started tweeting that we killed everyone in nursing homes. He starts going after Governor Murphy, Governor Newsom, Governor Whitmer. I directed the Department of Justice to do an investigation into us. More than 9,000 recovering corona patients in the New York State were released from hospitals directly into nursing homes early in the pandemic under a controversial order that was scrapped amid criticisms it created outbreaks, but it was never really scrapped because they kept doing it. The number of 9,056 recovering patients sent to hundreds of nursing homes is more than 40% higher than what the governor's office had reported. Another Democrat, Assemblyman Ron Kim, Democrat of Queens, told the Post on Thursday that it sounded like they've admitted they were trying to dodge having any incriminating evidence that might put the administration in further trouble with the Department of Justice. That's how I understand their reasoning of why they were unable to share in real time the data. They had to first make sure that what the state was protected against federal investigation. Who cares if they died in the hospital, died in a nursing home? They died. That was what Governor Andrew Cuomo said amid the controversy, deflecting the fact that he mandated New York nursing homes to take COVID-19 positive patients early in the pandemic. I wonder if they're going to take away his Emmy now. And I ask our listeners in New York, are you guys going to do a recall of him like they're doing to Newsom in California? Is he going to be impeached? Is what's going to happen? Because I would like to know the number of elderly that he killed by his mandate.
Well, and that, and you know, that now they're saying that hydroxychloroquine, you know, is a hell of a drug against it.
Yeah.
One of the women who works for the frontline doctors demanded an apology from Biden.
Yeah.
Was it last week or this week?
Yeah, I think it was. It was either late last week or early this week.
Yeah. It said, I demand an apology.
Right. We'll never get it. But yeah, Cuomo's mandate killed how many people?
Politicians killed how many people?
Exactly. And then they lied about it because they didn't want to be investigated by Trump's Department of Justice.
Right.
Which means they all would have been on criminal charges. So they lied. They hid evidence. You hide evidence, you go to jail. Hides evidence, he wins an Emmy.
It's like the medicine.
Yeah.
Ivermectin.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. Regeneron. I think there's a cancer drug that supposed it kills it real quick.
Yeah.
So I mean they've got the medicine to kill it. They've got the medicine to cure it.
But
they're not giving it out.
They didn't want to get in legal trouble, so they lied, and how many more other people died. And nobody will be held criminally responsible.
It's got to be for the money. They made all this money off of they're making all this money off the vaccines.
Yep.
That's got to be it.
Yeah,
Big Pharma is involved.
It's always the money. It's always the money. So.
Yeah, they would just give out ivermectin like candy.
If you live in New York, what are you going to do about your governor there? That's my question. So. All right, let's go to Did You See the Stories this week? White House official tried to quash a story about his relationship with a reporter by issuing threats and using derogatory language to another reporter pursuing it. People revealed that White House Deputy Press Secretary TJ Ducklow is dating Axios political reporter Alexei McCammon, who covered the Biden campaign. But behind the scenes, Ducklow had previously lashed out to get a Politico reporter, Tara Palmieri, who was reporting on the story, exhibiting behavior that led to tense meetings between the Washington News outlet's editors and senior White House officials. Vanity Fair published this account. White House announced that he would be suspended for 1 week without pay. Confrontation began on Inauguration Day after Palmieri, the co-author of Politico's playbook, contacted McCammon for comment while one of her male colleagues left a message for Ducklow. Ducklow subsequently called a playbook editor to object to the story, but was told to call the playbook reporter with his concerns. Instead of calling the male reporter who initially contacted him, Ducklow tried to intimidate Palmieri by phone in an effort to kill the story, telling her, "I will destroy you," adding that he would ruin her reputation if she published it. During the off-the-record call, Ducklow made derogatory and misogynist comments, accusing Palmieri of only reporting on his relationship, which, due to the ethics questions factor into the relationship between a journalist and a White House official, falls under the purview of her reporting beat, because he said she was jealous that an unidentified man in the past had wanted to fuck McCammon and not you. Ducklow also accused Palmieri of being jealous of his relationship with McCammon. After giving his suspension for 1 week, on Saturday, he just up and resigned. So remember, they were going to be tough on the woman haters and the misogynists. Well, yeah, 1 week without pay. Believe all women, right?
And then quit.
And then quit. He'll get a cushy job. Yeah. Hey, you remember all those National Guard troops in D.C.?
Are they still there? Tell me they're still there.
They are still there. And Biden's National Security Council has announced that they will be there at least through the end of the year. Additionally, active duty and reserve troops are being considered for deployment. Remember, they were just supposed to be there for the installation of Biden. Some people call it inauguration. Then they said, well, we'll keep them there at least through the impeachment. And now
people are pissed. So
now they're saying, now we're going to keep them here at least through the end of the year. Ask yourself why. Just ask yourself why. Vince, we had this. No points to either of us. Hustler icon Larry Flint passed away Wednesday at his home at the age of 78. Heart failure. I thought he had already died years ago.
I did too.
Yep.
Mandela effect.
Yep. Next February, Ching Chong Ding Dong China is scheduled to host the Winter Olympics in Beijing and the surrounding province. Many people are saying this is a problem because of the country's ongoing genocide as designated by Mike Pompeo against the Uyghur people. Senate Republicans have already drafted a measure calling for the games to be moved to a different, less repressive country. Several European nations have similarly condemned China's actions. But how's this going over in good old Canada? Canada is prepared to send its athletes to Beijing to compete, but their Olympic committee is cautioning their athletes in advance to not say anything, quote, controversial that might upset the Chinese Communist Party.
Hmm.
Yeah. Next thing here, that bastion of journalistic integrity, Dan Rather, who was fired from CBS for faking a news story about W. Bush, went on Twitter and whined, saying it was irresponsible for Super Bowl to have commercials where people were not wearing masks. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everyone knows the mask thing's bullshit now.
Yep. Speaking of the subpar bowl, lowest ratings in 14 years. That's what you get.
Jesus, man.
PepsiCo has announced the name change of its Aunt Jemima pancake mix and syrup. Well, now, instead of being called Aunt Jemima, will be Pearl Milling Company. Still not buying it. On the heels of Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban saying the national anthem was not going to be played before his team's home games, the NBA on Wednesday issued a statement saying that the anthem will indeed be played, with NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back into their arenas. All teams will play the national anthem in keeping with longstanding league policy. The league statement was in response to Cuban's anthem revelation. Why wouldn't you want to play the anthem?
Ask him to play the Israeli anthem. Anthem.
Yeah.
Anthem.
Anthem. Habanagila, kids. Habanagila. All right. Last thing for this week. Vince, we're back to dumb criminal of the week to end the show.
Oh, Florida man. Wow.
No, Tennessee man.
Ooh.
Black Lives Matter protest leader Cameron Williams was fired from the library he worked for removing conservative books and burning them. This was in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Nice.
They don't have to burn the books. They just remove them. Yeah.
That's
and
nice.
Then they burn them. So, yeah. So basically, recap of this week's show. Gina Carano got fucked and then is saying the hell with Disney. And Disney hires Joss Whedon, who apparently couldn't be left alone on set with a 15-year-old girl alone and had a history of abusing women. But other people that Disney agrees with politically still have a job. Everything's going to be rebooted.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's not really that funny.
It's really not.
It's actually quite sad.
Shaniqua did the Gorilla Glue gimmick.
We're going to get a foot of snow.
We're going to get a foot of snow. I'm going to get ice and snow. Andrew Cuomo, I wonder how many people his mandate killed. And then they hid evidence from the authorities. Just hey, let that sink in.
How many people have been killed because they haven't been given the medicine out to everyone?
There you go.
That's the question, man. They know this shit works. How many people did they kill saying, oh, well, Trump said it was okay, so we're not going to give it out.
Right.
Well, that
leads into the how many people are struggling, you know, to pay for rent and food right now. When Pelosi came out and admitted they didn't get the COVID package through because Trump was president, she wouldn't send it through because she didn't want Trump to get the credit. Admitted that 60 Minutes.
Yeah, everyone thinks the Republicans are the bad guys. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a. I'm starting to think that people need to wake up. It's like I've been saying that for a while, but you know. All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Weather's moving in. Everybody be safe. You don't have to be out and you're in this shit. Don't be out. Temperatures are going to drop to single digits. Lovely Yay. Time to be alive. Pelosi's 0-2.
How's it feel, bitch?
Next time, Skeletor, I'll get you, He-Man. Yeah. All right. Hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.